Hey everybody, it's June 13th. Welcome to Pray Today. And we have been spending a significant amount of time in Hebrews, and we are at kind of the closing of Hebrews, and the writer of Hebrews just is kind of throwing out all kinds of advice and things that we need to do as followers of Jesus. And he reminds us of something just stuck right in here in the middle of all of these things that we're to do. He says in verse 8 of Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It reminds me of Malachi in the Old Testament, where in Malachi 3:6 it says, I, the Lord, do not change. So those two verses right there talk about Jesus doesn't change. God doesn't change. They don't change their love. They don't change their plan. They don't change their power. But in our lives, we experience so much change, and we change. And God's goal with us is to change our hearts. Now, people might say, well, God changes his mind though, right? And well, you know, I think it's pretty evident about four times in the Old Testament that God relented or changed his mind in response to a request. And each one of those times that happened, it was God changing his mind on a punishment that he had said that was going to come. And recognizing that God heeded those prayers of his people is just good encouragement for us to remember this. I read a quote that says God considers prayers as much as a wise parent might consider requests from a child. So God hears our prayers, God considers our prayers, but God doesn't change. God may change what he was going to do in circumstances based on our prayers. And I love the fact that shows that God listens to our prayers. We don't always get what we want. I mean, look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed that God would take this cup from him, that he wouldn't have to go through this. And God considered that as a loving parent, but knew that it was in the best interest of God's glory to allow Jesus to go through with the plan of being crucified. But change is inevitable for us. But let's remember today that Jesus doesn't ever change. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. He loves you just as much as today as he did yesterday, and as much as he will tomorrow, and as much as he will in eternity. He'll never stop loving you. He's the same. And so that's the one thing, you know, you hear the quote, the only thing that you can count on in this world is that things will change. The only certainty is that things will change. And we know that things will change, and God wants to change our heart. I hope he is doing that with you during Pray Today. But let's pray today, and let's just thank God that he is the same and he is steady. And that he is not this God that's all over the place in how he feels about us. Let's pray. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, in this world of constant change, in this world of inconsistency, in this world of not knowing what's going to be next, we are assured, we have the faith to know that you are unchanging. Lord, you are the steadiest thing, the steadiest entity that we will ever be in contact with, the most dependable, the most loving, the most unconditionally loving. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you don't change, that you are constant, that you are dependable. And we thank you so much, Father, for loving us as your children. Lord, today may we walk in that knowledge of we serve a God that is consistent, a God that overcame death a God that loves us without end, a God who has always been and always will be, a God who has a plan for our lives, a God that we know we can come to in prayer and that you will hear our prayers. There are not some days, Lord, where you are open for business and other days you're not. You don't have hours of operation that we can come to you, but you are a God who always has been and always will be available to us. What a blessing that is. We have a God that we can talk to at any time. Thank you for the gift of prayer and being able to feel your presence in prayer. We ask that you would walk with us, that we would shine your light today, and that others would take notice, not placing attention on us, but on you, Lord. And it's in your precious name we pray and thank you. Amen.